I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This is Issues 2019. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Brian Walker, President and CEO, Kansas Food Bank. Welcome to Issues 2019.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning, Steve.
Let's start with the basics. What is the Kansas Food Bank?
You know, Kansas Food Bank, we are the largest hunger relief organization that's based in the state of Kansas. We provide food through a number of different hunger relief partners. So we work with schools, health departments, your church food pantry, soup kitchens, places where folks can go that just need help with food. They're food insecure and they don't their dollars don't stretch far enough to have a nutritious meal on the table all the time.
Do you serve the entire state?
We serve 85 counties of the state of Kansas. So if you look at the northeast corner, that's served by a sister food bank out of Kansas City, Missouri called Harvesters. But we have the rest of the state. You know, we have the rough 85 counties. There's not a lot of large population in the rural parts of the state, but you know, folks in the rural parts of the state are just important, and their hunger needs are just as important as those that live in urban areas.
How many people are actually impacted by your services in a year?
You know, we serve about 22,000, I believe it is, meals a month, a week to folks that need it, you know, through a variety of different places. You know, it could be children in school or seniors or families that are just struggling. So our goal is just to make sure that folks have the food that they need.
But talk about the warehouse for a minute. The warehouse is the one in Wichita. Is that the only one?
It's our main one. It's our large one. We have a smaller one in Independence, Kansas, that kind of works as a cross docking facility. You know, the southeast part of Kansas is really pretty food insecure, and so we have a small warehouse down there that helps us serve that corner of the state. So overall, the rest of the food comes out of Wichita and gets delivered throughout the state.
When you talk about when you've used the term food insecure a couple of times, what exactly does that mean, Brian?
You know, so food insecurity doesn't mean that people are hungry every day, but what it does mean is that, at some point, the folks don't have enough money to put a nutritious meal on the table, and they need help with food assistance. So whether, again, that's going to a food pantry or soup kitchen to make sure they have food to eat that night.
Now, give us an idea of the size and shape of the hunger problem in the U.S. I imagine you've got some pretty good statistics.
Yeah, so, you know, hunger in Kansas is a little bit higher than the national average. You know, the national average overall, there's about 12.5% of the population that's food insecure. In Kansas, it's 12.7, so, you know, it's a little bit higher. But here in Sedgwick County, it's 13.8% of the population, and that's, you know, that's overall. And the percentage of that, 34% of those folks that are food insecure, or about 23,000 of those here in Sedgwick County, are not eligible for other services. So they're not eligible for food stamps or WIC, those kind of things. So those are the folks that really rely on the efforts of the not-for-profit sector to meet their food needs. Now, the scarier part of that is children. It's roughly about one in five Kansas children that are food insecure. And so, again, here in Wichita, that's about 26,000 children. And about 8,500 of those don't qualify for other services, again, like SNAP, free and reduced lunch at school. And so although all those folks are relying on the food bank at some point during the year, those folks that don't are not eligible for those other services are the ones that really need the services of the Kansas Food Bank.
Now, how long have you been with the Kansas Food Bank?
You know, I've been at the it'll be 23 years in January. So I started at the food bank. I came out of the grocery business. And I just, you know, I have one of the best jobs in the state. You know, I get to wake up every day. I go to work with a great, dedicated staff who want to make sure people have food on the table. And every day we know that, you know, we've helped to change somebody's life through the help of all the folks that support the food bank.
When you were talking about grocery business, wasn't it?
Yes.
And when you were doing that, was there something that you saw or some opinion you came to that kind of triggered you into going into a nonprofit type situation?
You know, actually not. You know, I knew the food bank existed from working in the grocery stores here in town, but the opportunity just arose to go to work for the food bank, and I took that, like I said, 23 years ago, and it's been the best decision I've ever made. I believe most of our staff feel that way. You know, we have a staff that's been, you know, guys have been around a lot longer than I have, and so it just makes you feel good. Although everything everybody does is heartwarming to us, we know that we get to help somebody.
Did you start there as CEO?
No, I started as an operations manager.
Okay.
And I've been CEO now, boy, it's been probably 15 years or so, a little longer than that. I've been CEO of the organization.
How many employees do you have?
You know, right now we're at about 26 employees. Most of those are drivers, right? So we pick up food at all the retail outlets here in Wichita. So if you think of any place that you buy groceries, we will pick up food from them, whether it's dry goods or it's produce or it's meat, you know, all that stuff that's still good, but it may not be good enough to be on their shelves. They'll donate that to the food bank, and then we'll distribute that through our partners here in Wichita, like, let's say, like the Lord's Diner or your church food pantry. So most of those guys are drivers, and then, you know, order fillers, because we fill every agency's order. So most of it, you know, most of what we do is operations driven. Uh-huh. So they all have a hand in putting food on the table.
So that perishable food, that's where I'm getting a little scary about that. It was everything, you know, like the meat and so forth, it's going to be okay, though.
Yeah, you bet. So they freeze it, and then we pick it up in refrigerated trucks. And because of rules that these companies have, we check temperatures. We make sure everything is okay. And it's all really good product.
Yeah.
And it's nutritious product, and it just helps feed people where – you know, a number of years ago, most of this product would have just gone to the dumpster. Now it's going to good work.
Good idea. How many volunteers do you have?
You know, we have over 5,000 volunteers.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And the great thing is we, about 2 months ago, we just opened our new Sunderland Volunteer Center. So we added 21,000 square foot onto the back of our current facility, where all the volunteer work was being done in the warehouse itself. Now we have dedicated volunteer space for them to work. It's climate controlled, so it's not 100 degrees and it's not 20 degrees in the wintertime. And it, you know, food banking has just changed so much since, you know, we built this building that we're in now 13 years ago. It takes a lot more bodies to do the things that we're doing, and so we're so blessed to have an enormous amount of volunteers to help us do that work.
What's the location of the warehouse? Where is it?
It's 1919 East Douglas here in Wichita.
That's the one I see when I'm driving on the interstate.
Yeah, you drive down the canal route. You can't miss this. It's a great location. We couldn't ask for better advertising with our name on the front of that building. And it lets people know that we're there and that lets them know that we're here to help the community.
I know that you do some heavy lifting around the holidays. Tell us about your efforts around Thanksgiving.
You know,
we're past that now, but tell us what you do.
Yeah, you know, so everybody thinks about feeding the hungry during the holiday season, and that's good. You know, lots of people help out their charities of their choice during the holiday season, and so it just creates a lot more good work for us. So, you know, we have companies and individuals doing food drives, collecting food. So we have, you know, we have to pick that stuff up and get it delivered. And then, you know, then the agencies that we serve at Christmas and this past Thanksgiving is – just like all of us, they want families that are food insecure to be able to sit down, have a nice meal for the holiday. So most of them are handing out, you know, the complete holiday meal, which means more food. And then you're in wintertime, right? And so heating bills go up and expenses go up. And so we just see an increased need in the last few months of the year and then rolling into next year.
And Christmas is going to be?
Yeah, it'll be one of the busiest ones, you know, we've ever had. Every year we see increases in the need and the amount of food that we're putting out the door. And, you know, we hear lots of things about the economy improving, and it is, and those are good things, and the stock market's at record highs. But what folks need to remember is that, you know, a lot of the folks we're serving are working at a lower wage job, trying to make ends meet, supporting a family. They don't have a 401k, right? And they have a flat tire in their car, or they have a prescription that they have to buy. Money's tight, so they have to turn somewhere to help with their food needs. And so that's what we're there for, right? And so, again, we're you know, a lot of things look good in the economy, but the folks that we're serving, you know, they have not seen that. And you know, it's kind of changed over the years. When I started in this business, we were, you know, emergency hunger relief. So people might use a pantry once a year, twice a year. But now, you know, more and more folks are relying on the pantries for, you know, part of their monthly food need, because housing costs are higher, utilities are higher, and they just haven't seen the wages at that part of the job scale go up with what the cost of living is going up.
It seems you have an excellent position to watch those kinds of things, where, you know, the academics and the politicians may never see that on that level, but you've been there throughout the Great Recession of 2008, watched the economy go up and down.
Yeah, and you know, and you just, I mean, and you know, so I was thinking about this the other day, that there's always seems to be something that affects hunger needs. If everything's going fine, then it might be a disaster, it might be a tornado somewhere, it might be a flood, or then the economy starts to roll, so people lose their jobs, and so it you know, things kind of go up and down. But what we see is just steady. We see steady growth in distribution of food over the years. Now, we haven't seen increases like we saw in the Great Recession. You know, we were at a million pounds of product increase year after year. Mm-hmm. We're still seeing those. We're not seeing those dramatic increases, but we still are seeing increases in need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need, and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.